Although it was recorded nearly a year earlier and released on their second album in January of 1970, Chicago's first signature song didn't come out until this date, July 25th, 1970, when they released 25 or 6 to 4. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Their debut album was released under a different name when they were still known as the Chicago Transit Authority. But under the threat of litigation from the actual mass transit company, they released their second album and shortened their name to simply Chicago. And the album would later be known as Chicago 2. While the Chicago Transit Authority album was a success, Chicago 2 became their breakthrough, with the album reaching number 4 and 3 singles hitting the top 10. Make Me Smile, Color My World, and the album's biggest hit, 25 or 6 to 4. The song was written by founding member and keyboardist Robert Lamb. The unique phrasing of the title caused many to think it was about drugs or something mystical, but it's simply about trying to write a song in the middle of the night.
It was a time in my life when I was living with a bunch of hippies up above Sunset Strip. One of the advantages of this particular house is that it was in the Hollywood Hills, and I could look out over the city late at night. I wanted to try to describe the process of writing the song that I was writing. So waiting for the break of day, searching for something to say. That's kind of where that song came from. It came from about the fact that it was 25 or 6 to 4 a.m. I was looking for a line to finish the chorus.
The song was sung by bassist Peter Cetera, who would ultimately become the main vocalist for the group, and it would become the first top 5 song for Chicago, reaching number 4. What may just be coincidence, the band's follow-up single is actually the question to which 25 or 6 to 4 is the answer. Does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody really know what time it is?
That song was recorded for their debut album, but was issued as a single after the success of Chicago 2, along with the song Beginnings. It was the kickoff to an iconic career when Chicago released 25 or 6 to 4 on this date, July 25th, 1970, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.